Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, December 10th. The final Apollo mission arrived at the moon 50 years ago today, as Commander Gene Cernan reported from the command module America.
Houston, this is America. You can breathe easier. America has arrived on station for the challenge ahead.
Apollo 17 was ambitious. Cernan and Jack Schmidt, a geologist, would spend 3 days on the moon in a valley known as Torres Litro. It was picked because scientists thought it would give them a chance to sample two kinds of lunar terrain. One was the older material that forms the lunar highlands, the bright regions you see when you look at the moon. The other was younger material produced by molten rock bubbling to the surface. Cernan was a veteran of two space flights. Schmidt had never flown before. He was added to the mission when NASA canceled his flight, Apollo 18. That made him the first and only trained scientist to walk on the moon. Crewmate Ronald Evans, also a space rookie, remained in orbit. He operated cameras and other instruments that studied the moon below. The rocket firing that put them in lunar orbit went perfectly, and soon afterward, Schmidt reported something odd. The mission's first bit of science.
Hey, I just saw a flash on the lunar surface.
Oh, yeah?
It was a bright little flash.
Scientists weren't sure if the flash was caused by the impact of a small space rock or an eruption from the moon itself. Cernan and Schmidt landed the next day. More about that tomorrow. Stardate is made possible in part by the support of listeners like you. You can find out more at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.